To Catch a Falling Clown by Stuart Kaminsky. Copyright 1981 by Stuart M. Kaminsky. This unabridged recording of the reading of To Catch a Falling Clown was published by arrangement with Dominic Abel Literary Agency, Incorporated. It was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Tom Parker. This book is 182 pages long. To Catch a Falling Clown by Stuart Kaminsky. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. Toby Peters, the private eye whose life is often a three-ring circus, is back as a clown. This time, the inimitable detective, who has earned the affection of thousands by saving the likes of Judy Garland, Murder on the Yellow Brick Road, Gary Cooper, High Midnight, and the Marx Brothers, You Bet Your Life, is lured away from Hollywood to the sleepy Southern California town of Mirador by another celebrity client, Emmett Kelly. Trouble is brewing beneath the big top. A circus elephant has been electrocuted, and Kelly the clown fears for his life. As Toby steps in to take over the case, a family of aerialists, the five flying Tanuchis, is dramatically reduced to three. Arriving on the scene to help in their own peculiar ways are Toby's old friends, Shelley Mink, the cigar-smoking dentist who finds his true calling in the open mouth of a lion, Jeremy Butler, the 250-pound wrestler-turned-poet whose muscles prove useful once again, and Gunther Werthmann, the immaculately dressed Swiss midget.